big day on Sunday, Major. Why are you upping sticks and worshipping elsewhere after this weekend?
Well, basically what's happened is we've had for a number of years this feeling that Trevor Hill is actually out of the way a little bit. So following through with our faith and our belief, particularly for Newry, we've moved right into the heart of the city so we can be with the people that we are there to serve.
And while worship is core to what you do, interaction with us ordinary folk is also central, isn't it?
It is, yes. We stand by the whole belief that everything we do is motivated by God, and we demonstrate our faith, our Christian faith, through serving. Part of our new slogan is serving suffering humanity. The church generally has become like a private club. And we're now working at, let's not be a private club, let's be a public identity.
Shaking the wider Christian community out of their middle class complacency.
Yeah, and I think this is it sometimes, and I know particularly in Newry, the Salvation Army have been here, but we all know people don't flock in into any church nowadays. And I strongly believe that if we're going to follow God as we would be, he didn't wait for people to go into the temple. He went out and found people in need. And that's, I suppose, that's our key purpose for doing it. We're going out and meeting people where they are, not expecting them to come cup in hand to us.
A very profound point indeed, Major. You raised a couple more things. Back to your bricks and mortar, the new premises. Just a little bit more about that. Will it give you more flexibility, make you more equipped for the 21st century?
That is the plan. We have a small congregation in Newry, so the new building will actually help us in lots of respects. A, we can be closer to people. And we've tried in the new building to make it so much different from the traditional army, so it actually looks welcoming and we can get involved with people maybe at a closer level than what we can in a big hall.
Any surprises planned for Sunday? Will there be special people invited along to your last service at Trevor Hill?
We've sort of thrown out an open invitation that anybody who wants to come along, former members, anybody who's had a connection. But again, we're trying to make this for many of our people, they will have prayed and worshipped at Trevor Hill for some time. So we're trying to keep it in some respects as that very intimate gathering, I suppose. We have one lady who, in her 90s, has worshipped there for over 50 years.
Wow.
So to actually be moving into a new building is something big for her. So we have to treat that with the delicacy that it deserves. But can I just say as well that I don't want people to think that we've forsaken Trevor Hill. We will still, although not using it directly, we will still have some administrative purpose in there. It's staying as a Salvation Army building. And already I do understand that possibly in little distant future, but there are further uses being looked at that. But I don't want people to think we've shut doors and marched out of Newry. We've simply moved into where people are.
Absolutely. Flexibility worthy of your founder, the great General William Booth, those years ago.
That's it, yes. And Trevor Hill is a little bit out of the way now that the community has moved.
Yeah.
And that's the emphasis of Sunday, really. The Ebenezer meeting is talking about having a marker where great things have been done. Trevor Hill as the centre of our operations. People have been married in that hall. They've been baptised, dedicated. They've come to faith. They've made promises in that building. So it is, in itself, it's a monument. It's an Ebenezer.
Absolutely. And not wishing to relinquish that spiritual stronghold, but adapting it, rather.
That's it. We're adapting, like you said earlier, we're adapting to the needs of the 21st century.
Well, great to talk to you, Major John Parrott. Every thought, every blessing with you this weekend, and yes, Looking forward to the years ahead.
Yeah, thank you for that. And if any time you're passing, you will actually see the difference in the building. We're a big, bright blue and yellowy shaded building now opposite the Shelbourne.